nymphs and dryads, and hear the clowned cats, this yarn of brave King Ulysses' long, spacious odyssey is a dark and hairy weave entitled Grecian 2001. As our classic bard Homer relates,
there was a time in ancient Greece when kings and gods on earth did mix. Brave heroes sought the golden fleece, for chasing sheep gave them their kicks. A beauteous queen, Helen, they say, ran off to Troy and caused a fuss. For though all knew she liked to play, they hadn't heard of Troy's Arras. Our tale begins at mighty feast, with heroes, kings, and gods carousing. Brave Ulysses drinks not the least. Come rosy dawn, he will feel lousy.
A splendid revel, eh, brave King Ulysses?
Indeed, noble Prince Achilles, the Mount Olympus Taverna, always lays on an excellent Greek night. Groaning tables, wild dancing. Of course, the tables might groan less if we did the wild dancing on the floor. Waiter! Another flagon of Retsina.
More Retsina? Haven't you had enough?
No, I've still a couple of fillings that hasn't dissolved yet. And waiter, while you're there, stuff me an olive. Good old olive. She's a goer and a half. What a gathering of mighty heroes this is, eh? Noble Prince Ajax, look yonder. Tis strong-armed Theseus who slew the dreaded Minotaur.
That hated monster with the head of a bull and the lower parts of a man?
Yes, he'd have been more popular if it was the other way round, really. Thither, who is that smashing plate?
Ah, you point out Perseus at the porcelain.
It wouldn't be the same without that gag, would it?
Was not Perseus who slew the mighty Gorgon, that foul harpy with writhing poisonous snakes for hair?
Well, there was someone who shouldn't have taken two bottles into the shower, definitely. Indeed, all of Greece's great heroes are here tonight.
All brave Ulysses? What of the mightiest hero of all? Slayer of the many-headed Hydra, conqueror of the invincible lion, invader of Hades. Where is indomitable Hercules?
His wife wouldn't let him come.
Oh.
Yet look what he misses.
Even the immortal gods attend, dining on ambrosia, surrounded by clouds and mighty winds.
Must be the high-fiber ambrosia, I see. No problem. It is a goodly feast. Naught can disturb our joyful revels.
Thrice times woe, we are doomed.
You spoke too soon, brave Ulysses. It is Cassandra, the dismal oracle.
Yes, give me Ceefax any day. Miserable wench, why for disturb you, Ulysses?
Woe, doom, have you not heard? Helen has eloped with...
Helen? The beautiful wife of regal Menelaus, noble king of Sparta. You must have seen her, brave Ulysses. Her face has launched 1,000 ships.
Ah, the one who looks like a broken bottle, yes. And what does she find so attractive in Paris?
I'm not sure, brave Ulysses, but I hear it's shaped like a tower and it's quite an eyeful.
Oh, doom, misery.
I think most of the audience agree with you there.
Come, bold heroes, we shall set sail for distant Troy and retrieve fair Helen. I go to prepare myself. There are certain things a warrior must get to grips with before a long journey.
Brave Ulysses, his every deed and journey are legendary.
A true hero who fears not even the gods. How now, brave Ulysses, back so soon? And why the scarlet face? Has love goddess Aphrodite smitten you?
Yes, right in the chops, just as I was getting to grips with her. She may be an Olympian, but she's certainly not very game.
So heroes bold took to their ships to cross the sea with sails and oar. Strong were the oaths sprung from their lips. Well, rowing makes your bottom sore.
Poseidon's beard and snorkel. These wooden benches are hard. There's no leg room and we're all crammed beside each other. And you know the worst part, Brave Ulysses? It's not the rowing, it's
trying to eat off these tiny trays on our laps at the same time. The shepherd's pie's broken the plastic fork. Can the omens get any gloomier?
Oh, well,
don't tell me they're out of duty free, are they?
The captain, King Agamemnon, orders you to row faster, even though the drum beat quickens.
All three banks of oars of our trireme pulling at the same time at this speed? The captain's not going water skiing again, is he?
Worse than that, he's flying along behind the ship on one of those parachute things.
Worry not, brave Ulysses. Our increased effort will only bring us faster to Troy.
Of course.
And don't think of quarreling with King Agamemnon. He's hot, fiery, of iron constitution.
That's why they call him Argo for short, you know. There's one in there somewhere, I swear it. I'm sure regal Agamemnon steers us the swiftest course. Hey, noble Ajax?
Indeed he does, brave Ulysses. We sail for the Marble Arch, past the monument, and at Mile's End, alter the course for White City. He uses an ancient map.
Sounds like the one in back of last year's diary to me. It seems 'twill be a long journey to Troy.
Oh, doom, disaster!
Leave it out, will you? If we wanted that much misery, we'd have gone British Airways, I tell you.
I see evil faces. I foretell much strife and shipwreck. I have visions of a horrible monster bobbing around the Mediterranean.
There's a Robert Maxwell gag in there somewhere, I know. No!
We need to appease the gods, brave Ulysses. You must make a sacrifice.
We all do to work for the BBC, dear.
You must sacrifice unto the immortal gods a virgin.
A virgin? In Greece at the height of the holiday season. Oh, dear, can't we sacrifice something else?
A mighty virile ram, a little white bull.
Why do they both remind me of Tommy Steele? I don't... Here, why not a chicken?
Chicken? As a burnt offering.
There's a bit left over here in the corner of the tray on my lap. It's slightly overdone, but...
Mock not, the gods have no sense of humour.
And they're all in the audience tonight, I tell you. Fetch something else. They can have my creme caramel.
Oh, doom, oh, the gods have sent a mighty tempest. You will be tossed by the storm.
No, it's not all bad then.
The ship heads for the rocks.
Help me, noble Achilles. I will drown unless we release these chains.
But you are a free man, brave Ulysses. Why do you wear chains?
Just trying to make the voyage more enjoyable.
Look out!
Save yourself!
Dive in the wide dark sea and swim for shore!
Brave Ulysses!
Yes?
Help me! I'm going down.
I wondered why Hugh Grant wanted my part. It's amazing. Come, my strong heroes, onto this sandy shore. Ba, 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 ba.
Great peril now our heroes face, all cast ashore from raging seas. This magic isle's an iffy place. Well done, nice one, brave Ulysses. Reluctantly they leave the beaches. Naught's what it seems, all is bogus. All around, enchanted creatures. Good job they're wearing dark brown togas.
Clearing, brave Ulysses. Let us rest here under the hot sun.
What a view up here, eh? You can see the whole world. Over there, our mighty fleet heading for Troy. There, lofty Mount Olympus. And see, noble Ajax, rising from the Acropolis, the sturdy Parthenon. Shall it ever be complete?
Not until we get the Elgin marbles back, no. Yet I would rather be there than here. I detect a strange magic air about this island as though... Look! What is that?
What is it?
Like a proud stallion, yet with a mighty extra something.
I'm sorry, my toga keeps riding up.
It is a unicorn, the very last of his breed. We are in great danger.
Especially if anyone makes a noise like a female unicorn. Noble Achilles, distract the great horse's attention.
How brave, Ulysses?
Do your impression of a sugar lamp. Holly, something's frightened it. There, in the undergrowth. Half man, half horse. It's a centaur.
Then why does it clutch that carrier bag and push a trolley?
Isn't it obvious? It's a shopping centaur. Monty Pythagoras, 1850.
Oh, 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 beware, brave Ulysses. Look at that horrible, misshapen, one-eyed beast coming towards us. Is the one-eyed Cyclops.
I think we say visually challenged these days, dear. I wonder if he gets our price eye test. I can't resist him, you know. Look, look at him. I must deal with him. Hello, big boy.
Oh. Ooh. Hello yourself, sweet.
Joy, happy... Oh, I mean, whoa! Brave Ulysses has slain the one-eyed Cyclops. But how?
Easy. I winked at him and...
Yes?
He winked back and fell over the cliff. Look, look. What manner of strange temple in the woods is this? Descend in. I must plead with the all-powerful gods for our deliverance from this place. Make them a mighty sacrifice. Anyone got change for half a drachma?
Brave Ulysses has e'en offended the gods. See, one comes, the goat's legs, the horned head. It is immortal Pan.
And what is that I glimpse as his robe moves?
Just a flash in the pan. Great Pan, we are marooned on this island and would get to Troy. Can you fix it for us?
And indeed so well, as it happens.
I'm not sure if that was a yes or not, you. Tell us, oh hairy-legged god.
Hairy-legged? These are just shell suit bottoms, but are flushed up in the wash. Now then, now then, now then.
We entreat you, oh old, mighty, horny goat.
Woe, doom, libel, damages.
Never care, brave Ulysses. Anger the god, and we will be enslaved, forced to caper mindlessly to the discordant noise he plays. A hideous fate.
I don't know, I've always fancied joining Pan's people. Sir, omnipotent bucolic entity.
Oh, don't forget my OBE. So, you would go to Troy now then, now then, now then?
Well, now, if possible, and rejoin the fleet, that we may attack Troy, slay all its citizens, and burn it to the ground. You see...
Oh, oh my, oh, 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 goodness me. Well then, as it happens, I will fix it for you. I'll just shake my immortal staff.
His robe's open again.
Yes.
And say the magic words. Yes, now then, goodness gracious, as it happens, guys and girls. And you're off.
Whee! Oh, I mean, oh, doom! We're flying through the air. How did you persuade immortal Pan to aid us, brave Ulysses?
No problem. I told him it was for charity.
Merciful, brave Ulysses, but charity?
Of course, I just mentioned that the destruction of Troy was the world's first sponsored war.
So, splashing through the surf, all beating, our heroes once more wade to shore, where Trojans wave their hands in greeting, but just two fingers, this means war. Now armies vast engage in battle, with weapons fierce to wound and slay. Brave Ulysses can show his mettle, Let's hope he doesn't run away.
Ah, behold, brave Ulysses, the city of Ilium. See its topless towers.
What? They've rented out offices to Rupert Murdoch?
It is an ancient town, Ulysses, already destroyed 6 times, yet always restored.
By mighty Zeus, this place has been rebuilt more times than Pamela Anderson. It seems all the civilized world is here.
Wounding, maiming, stabbing, killing.
Yes, yeah, civilization's a wonderful thing, isn't it, eh? Look, we're through to the walls of Troy. Quick, seize this battering ram. Break down the gates.
Oi, you lot. I won't tell you again. It's more than my job's worth. You can't get in without a pass.
No good. Their defenses are impregnable. It's gone dark. What blots out the sun?
Whoa!
God help us. It's the great champion of Troy. Twice the height and breadth of other men. Truly, is he built like a marble outhouse. Noble Achilles, you must fight him.
Why me?
Be fair, it's your turn. I bought lunch, didn't I?
By immortal Zeus, it is Butch Hector, and he looks angry.
Wouldn't you be if you were called Butch Hector?
Look, brave Ulysses, Achilles and Hector are locked in mortal combat.
I know. Oh, and now Hector flees. He attempts to make Achilles pursue him round the city walls.
Whoa!
Oh, chase me, chase. Chase me, chase me.
Ah! No! Noble Achilles has done the dirty deed.
Really? I didn't know he was that way inclined, but never. He's only killed him, it's all right. Ha! Ha! Hector's last words.
Oh, I am a great big silly old Hector.
And what happens now? Does noble Achilles have Butch Hector dragged up behind his chariot?
No, he always dresses like that. Come, noble Achilles, noble Ajax, dismal Cassandra. Battle reaches stalemate. We will not take fair Helen from well-endowed Paris by these means. Let us retire to my tent and plan. You know, noble Ajax, it occurs to me, if we really want to get to Paris in a hurry...
Yes?
You ever thought of building a tunnel?
No.
So our hero set to dreaming up ways to breach the city walls. Some's cunning plots and clever scheming, but mostly it's a load of balderdash.
How about this, brave Ulysses? Mm-hmm. We build a vast road encircling the city.
Sort of Moo 25. No, no. We'll never get anywhere with that.
Oh, doom!
I told you before, Cassandra, just stick to taking the minutes, will you? What we need is specialist advice from Greece's greatest scientist and inventor. Can you aid us, crafty Daedalus?
Oh, certainly I can, yes. I have a simple formula. I shall need 2 eggs from the phoenix bird, from Hades' god dog Cerberus a flea, the tooth of a serpent plucked from the gorgon's head, butter from sun god Apollo's kettle, all stirred with Poseidon's trident, and just a pinch of E-34 to taste.
Oh, doom and peril!
She's right, crafty Daedalus, it's too dangerous. All those eggs and butter, have you never heard of cholesterol?
Then we shall try a ruse, brave Ulysses.
A ruse?
A ruse, yes, excuse me. Icarus, get away from that fire. Oh, I think that boy's been in the sun too long. Where was I? Oh, yes, a ruse.
A ruse, a ruse.
We will build a giant beast, hide within it, and leave it at the gates of Troy. The Trojans take it in, and while they sleep, the soldiers sneak out and seize the city.
What do you think, brave Ulysses?
I think I'll have a pint of whatever he's on. Yet it might work, crafty Daedalus. Build us the beast.
Finished. Is it not magnificent, vast, majestic?
A 50-foot-tall, stuffed pink, fluffy hippo? This won't fool the Trojans.
No, but think of the fun in 3,000 years when the archaeologists dig it up. Oh, very well. I shall build something else. There. There, Ulysses. This will do the trick. A giant wooden horse.
And what's that on the ground behind it? Well, I think it is. You can put it on your giant wooden rhubarb. We shall venture it. Noble Achilles, gather our best fighting men to join us in the horse. We try the plan tonight. Crafty Daedalus, have you enough wood left to build another figure?
I have, brave Ulysses, but what?
Is it not obvious? If you want to be sure of winning with this giant wooden horse, I want a giant wooden Lester Piggott on the back, right?
Our heroes wait in horse of wood to plunder all Troy's treasure chests. The Trojans' future don't look good. Don't you just hate unwelcome guests?
Okay, chaps, this is the weeds, what? Two blighters under the wooden horse, and while we distract Jerry with a spot of gin, tunnel away and beetle back to jolly old Blighty. Toodle-pips, cheerio, what?
I don't think that's quite the plan, Captain Attenboroughides. Everyone keep deadly quiet. I know it's cramped, one on top of another. Not much fun.
Well, I quite enjoyed it.
Thank you, Bombardier Barrymore. Ethel. Won't be long before the Trojans take the wooden horse into the city.
I hope so, brave Ulysses. We've been parked here for ages.
Yes. But look on the bright side, noble Ajax. We were really lucky to get that meter. Are you comfortable, noble Achilles, crouched at the bottom of that hollow leg?
Not bad, brave Ulysses, but a bit damp. I'll never be kind to a dog again. Look, I hear a sound.
Don't shout woe inside the horse, Cassandra. We'll never get moving, will we?
I see Trojans coming. I see them with ropes and chains. I see them prepare to tow the horse into the city.
Astounding. A prophetic vision?
No, I've just got a good view through this knothole.
And what do these Trojans look like? Are they fierce warriors with shining armor?
Nay, they are all baggy clothes-wearing city dwellers, skilled in the art of making money. Shh! Here they come.
Oh, I say, Priam, a wooden horse. Isn't it quaint? I must show this to the guys in the Delphic Futures Market.
They are super, they are wonderfully ethnic. You make a lovely conversation piece in one's new designer taverna, Guys and Dolmades. Come on, Paris, let's take it.
Oh, yeah, let's go for it. We can make mucho dosho with this. Come on, Priam. You push.
Okay,
up your end.
Something tells me these Trojans deserve all that's coming to them. Noble Ajax, Achilles, grip tight your swords. It will not be long.
We are through the city gates, brave Ulysses. We pass the temples, statues of the gods, the houses of the merchants, bankers.
They have a docklands in Troy?
We stop.
Now, my bold soldiers, the worst bit. We wait. God, I hate this waiting. And I know why. There's always one soldier with a bloody mouth organ, isn't there? Seems quiet out there. Come, bold heroes. We sneak out of the wooden horse and attack! And attack! Well, what are you waiting for?
One problem, brave Ulysses.
Yes?
How do we get out?
Simple, noble Achilles. Ajax unlocks the trapdoor.
Unlocks? Whoops. Sorry, brave Ulysses. I left the keys in my other armor. There is another way. This exit under the wooden horse's tail.
Too dangerous.
If the Trojans have got a large dustpan and brush, they'll clean us up in no time. Stand back. I'll kick the trap door open. Come on! They always say there's nothing like the element of surprise. And that was nothing like the element of surprise, folks. What is this? There's no one around. It's deserted.
Pestilence.
It's her being so cheerful as keeps us going, you know.
Where is everyone, brave Ulysses? A city full of merchants and businessmen, empty in the middle of the afternoon?
That explains it. They're all still at lunch. I'll clash my sword and my shield to challenge them.
Oh, I say, who's making that infernal... look, Priam, by the wooden horse, a Spartan army. Oh, you know what this means.
Oh, yeah, bad vibes, Paris. One means Spartans. Oh, there goes the neighborhood, huh? I just think what they'll do to the property prices. Come on, everybody. I heard there's a super area down the coast just ripe for redevelopment.
Oh, jolly.
Well, that was easier than I thought. Might need some rewriting for history, of course. Come then, bold heroes, we shall go and celebrate. But before we do, noble Achilles, Ajax, come with me and bring your longest, sharpest spears.
We look for stragglers that we may send them to the bottomless depths of Hades?
In good time, noble Achilles. But first, like any true warrior king, I would have your spears attend my rear. After 10 hours sitting in that wooden horse, you wouldn't believe how deep some of these splinters have gone in.
The battle's won and Troy is taken. 'Tis victory for all things Greeky. Our heroes bold brought home the bacon, although that horse was pretty sneaky. And as the sun sinks into west, our tale of brave Ulysses closing, I'd say he was the first tourist, all drinking, picking fights and posing.
I tell you, brave Ulysses, it will be good to sleep in a comfy bed again. The woman I love by my side.
Oh, not going home to the wife then, eh? So, brave heroes, our adventure is over. It only now remains for me to offer a thanksgiving sacrifice to the gods.
Oh, Doom, you must at least sacrifice a stag or a mighty ram.
Don't worry, Cassandra, I've learned from my mistakes. No more mice or dead cockroaches. Not until I open me rest, anyway. I shall offer the gods a proper sacrifice. Now, where did I put that dodgy credit card?
A mighty thunderbolt from Zeus. Brave Ulysses has disappeared, leaving just his smoldering sandals.
Yes, he really was tough on old Doritos. Oh, the gods have banished brave Ulysses to a 20-year royal cruise of the Greek islands.
Oh, capricious fate! Will the gods ever smile on brave Ulysses?
In time, noble Achilles, for I prophesy that one of his descendants will take a longer journey to a distant isle, there marry its queen and sire a brood who will outdo us all for traveling, fighting, and love of horses.
A glorious vision, Cassandra. But tell us more of this tribe. What is their purpose? What is their name?
It is written in the winds, or... folk will say when attempting to comprehend the purpose of their feuding.
Yes! What else, you confounded silly blighter? So very Greek to me, I'll be honest.
You have just heard Crowned Hugs, written by Michael Dines. Disaster! The show starred Roy Hudd, June Whitfield, Chris Emmett, and Jeffrey Holland. They're all doomed. The producer was Richard Wilson. Head for the hills!